This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Kathy, the co-host on July 10th, 2013. Tonight's topic is aliens, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ron Amatron will be discussing about the alien life forms upon humanity through radio, TV, and film. In recent years, the fascination about alien ETs and their interest in humans has increased in the media. Even the most seemingly benign children's cartoons feature alien creatures of some sort. This program discusses if aliens are real and why we may want to know why there are so many films about alien invasions and interactions in the movies. Many people believe aliens are here to help us. Yet, if so, are there any benevolent aliens shown in film? Master healer teacher Ron Amatron will discuss the reality of alien races, their overall agenda, and pervasive influence upon social norms and behaviors onto mass consciousness. Right now, please bring up onto your monitor screen the picture of the light being face found on Ron's host page. Ron will activate the picture with peace energy for us to feel while we listen to the program. Now let's greet our host, Ron Amatron. Hello, Ron. Over to you.
Here we go. Bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And if you don't have one, maybe you're listening to us on a cell phone and you don't have that provision, the energy will still come to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Should feel some peace energy, and the peace energy will only exist in the present moment. So now you know if you're in source energy with your spirit. If you're not peaceful, you're not there. You're out on a timeline, or you're living in darkness. That's what it amounts to, because you're not experiencing peace. So hopefully you understand that. So back to you, Kathy. Remember, when you're in duality, you're out in the alien agenda. So we'll have fun with our topic tonight. Back to you, Kathy.
We're going to discuss the alien agenda, if aliens are real, their influence upon mass consciousness, and the fact that there are so many films with aliens and monsters in them. Ron, if books can be channeled and published, can films like this be channeled through the producers too?
Yeah, remember, it's all the same thing, whether it's actually in text or somebody getting a vision. And so where are they getting the vision at of something that you've never seen before? Well, guess what? You know, who's giving that to you? Where's it coming from? And we know about mass mind, that's the darkness. And you have to realize that since the alien races are in control of our planet here, because they deal with mind energy, and everybody is thinking, they taught you how to do that instead of using your heart energy. They took you out of that because they enticed you into something. So all of a sudden you hear about a movie that has aliens in it, and these are pretty scary-looking beings, you know. And where did that person who's writing the book, the storyline, whatever that would be, where do they get it from? Well, An alien raised me. I said, hey, man, we're out here, and we could just pick on maybe the movie The Predator or Predator versus Alien. That's two of them there, all in one movie. And where did they get that image at? Well, they got it from somewhere, you know? They may have thought that they're very ingenious about, oh, I created this thing here, and I kept drawing it and working on it. Well, it could be the alien out there wanting them to show other alien races what they look like. To us, it's just strictly a movie, but to them, it may be much more detailed than that. So, yes, the answer would be that energies are channeled, are brought here, in the mind energy. Remember, the duality mind energy is where it comes from. The source energy doesn't judge, so you wouldn't have anything coming to you that way whatsoever. Once you understand that, it's very easy to connect the dots. Anything in mind, anything in duality, anything in mass consciousness, universal mind, all this stuff is directed to somebody, and maybe including yourself. And these people who do write the books and see things are getting it from that same energy pool. And that's probably how I would say probably most, if not all, of the movies are written, because it's all in duality. Have you ever seen a movie out there that doesn't give you some type of message? Okay? The only type of movie that would have that would probably be something where you didn't see somebody get killed, and maybe you're just, maybe it could be like a flyover of an area, and you're looking at the birds and the trees. You don't see anything going on where there's destruction. So if you did see a movie like that, that'd probably be a lot of peace for you. But remember that the films are going to give you a message. And if it, in that message is going to have you react to whatever they're telling you. And if it is a scary-looking monster, luckily they don't have smells on the movies. Maybe at some point they might. But some actually smell pretty awful. So you don't get that experience. You just have the ones that you see that look pretty bad, that make you want to maybe put, you know, cover your eyes with a bag or something, you know. But that's what happens. And they're out there, and those are probably real. Maybe that particular person or a group of people who are writing these particular movies are actually transported onto a timeline where they're physically viewing this, and this is what they're bringing back. Remember, nobody can really describe, in a sense, what timelines are and where you go to, but you do have a remembrance of something. So very possibly they're on that timeline watching these aliens, and maybe also watching, like the movie Battle L.A., maybe that was actually occurring physically for reals on a timeline in all the other alien movies. Just think of the movie Predator, and where the people are trying to fight an alien that they can't fight. So, back to you, Kathy.
Well, Ron, tell us why you watch the films and what you think the films are trying to program us or channel.
Well, when I watch a particular movie or something, I don't really get emotionally attached to it. I just try to find out what's coming down the pike next and what the aliens are doing. So I really don't have any reaction probably whatsoever, maybe 1% of a reaction. But normally I just watch them, and I don't have anything that's connecting to me in that movie. So I like to see what's out there, and if I actually recognize some of the aliens that they actually put on TV. So that's or on the movies, you know, Netflix or whatever, you know. So I try to find out how that relates and what's there. I can't recall a movie that I saw more recently which had this weird-looking alien spaceship that wasn't even one that I have ever seen. That was pretty strange. I go, God, they weren't very creative on that one, you know, because it was pretty different. So back to you, Kathy.
So you watch the films to figure out their agenda, kind of like doing research in a way?
Yeah, I'm always looking for stuff that may help other people here and to see what they're planning to do next. So when you start seeing something and it feels like it could be real to you, well, it is. That timeline may not have come here yet. They have to realize that all timelines are real, and when they make a movie, that's also on a timeline. And so you could go into that movie, onto that timeline, and experience that. Or maybe you're already there, and you actually know what scene is going to come up next because you've already experienced that dreadful timeline of disaster or something. So remember, you're dealing with the energies that you already know about. So for myself, I just try to see what the agenda is, what they're going to be doing next, and how I can maybe ward them off so they don't come here to cause that situation. And then it helps me also with people who connect with me wanting to know what type of clearing to do because they're having that exact same situation because the movie got put out. Remember, when people go to the movie theater or get a DVD and a new one comes out, everybody's mind now, since you all work in mass mind, this is what you're working with, is universal consciousness. That now is transmitted to everything, and everybody has a glimpse of that movie, whether you know it or not. And that could come into your reality without you even realizing it, because people are watching that particular movie. And then when you do see it, you go, man, I think I've seen that scene before. Well, it could be somebody in your soul family watching it and bringing it home to you. So back to you, Kathy.
So you're saying that they're pretty much giving us a view of a current reality from things we've watched a long time ago.
Yeah, that could be true. And so you're actually being preconditioned for a condition that will be happening in the future.
Well, I used to watch a TV show called Dark Shadows. And it was quite popular. It was a serial TV show, started in the 60s, just a plain black and white one. Some of the other listeners on Contact Talk Radio might remember that TV series, Dark Shadows, but it had all the characters in it that are, that you talk about or that people call and complain to you about that bother them. I don't know about vampires, but it had its main, protagonist was a vampire. It had werewolves, featured time travel, witches, spells, curses. Ghosts, Haunted Mansion. I mean, it had everything that you talk about now. And, so are you saying that it was a fun show and it was kind of interesting to watch. But are you saying that we watched these shows and we got involved in them so that we could become more conditioned to, this idea that, humans aren't as they appear to be?
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. Yes, so you are being preconditioned, and you're having awareness of what is out there that you may not even know about. I think it'll be interesting. I think one of the most awful nights that we have here on this planet is when we have Halloween. And people dress up in these costumes, and they bring in the entities from those particular beings into their bodies. I think it's going to be, I don't see why this would not happen, you know, maybe in a few years from now, maybe even this year, you're going to start seeing a lot of the alien figures that you saw in the movies. And people will start to wear these masks and bodysuits looking like aliens. Well, I guess you can all connect the dots. What's going to be in that person's body when they're wearing that particular suit, you know, and the mask on, looking like an alien? Boy, what a way to have Abduction City and to have your body shared with an alien being. And what a way to be having a really, you know, thoughtful abduction experience as you're bringing in the aliens to you. So we have a list of many, many alien-type shows. Movies that have probably been out, at least from probably the 70s on, if you want to get an idea how many are out there. And just think right now, how many movies have played in the last year dealing with maybe supernatural or alien agendas, you know, space travel, etc. you know, it's all out there. And just think how many there are compared to other types of movies. And they may even have scenes in them. If it isn't an alien movie, they'll probably bring in something about aliens or some type of supernatural thing in the movie. The worst thing, maybe you could talk about this, Kathy, what kind of discovered here is, here they have cowboys and aliens, and the cowboy has an alien weapon, you know, and shooting down alien ships as he probably landed here. You want to comment on that one? Do you remember that movie, Kathy?
Yes, but it seems like that the cowboy movies are no longer, just like many of the other TV shows that introduced us to this idea of that there's other things and creatures among us. But at first they made them seem kind of cute or friendly or funny, like My Favorite Martians on your list and the Addams Family and the Munsters. And then there's some in cartoons for kids, all kinds of aliens and creatures with different colored hair or maybe just even one eye. And like Lilo and Stitch, you wouldn't think that these sorts of programs would have an alien in them or something alien in them now, but before they didn't. They just came right out and they were funny and cute. Now they're getting a lot more aggressive, and no longer do we seem to have the regular plot themes like cowboys versus Indians or humans versus the wild frontier and animals, or humans into space exploration. Now it's more like aliens versus monsters and aliens versus aliens and now aliens versus people. And that's kind of how the current films are looking. And so from what you're saying, we've been conditioned through these other nicer, more gentle types of TV shows and films to actually accept that this more scary and frightening and aggressive type of film is going to be our reality someday, or is a reality on some other timeline. That's a rather scary thought.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the conditioning. When I grew up, there was the movies about the cowboys and Indians and stuff, and they always depicted the Indians as being the aggressor. So you can see what the media has done. And people, you know, at least when I grew up, you didn't think Indians were very nice people because the media, you know, kind of showed it that way, you know. And then you got the thing about Custer's Last Stand, you know. So it's quite interesting how that conditioning, even though it definitely was not true, but how it came across. So it is a conditioning program that the media is using on people. And that's why we have a media clearing on the website to help yourself out if you hear something that's, you know, maybe pushes your buttons or you can't get rid of it, you have nightmares about it. That clearing could help you. But it is interesting because I look back upon that and, you know, when I grew up, we had those movies, you know, The Lone Ranger, Zorro, then, you know, there's a movie called Flicka with a horse and something sky something or other. I don't know, a guy had an airplane that flew around.
But,
you know, Daniel Boone, you know, Davy Crockett, all these things were sky chief. Yeah, that's it. So I'm just looking at this here as how we were conditioned. Father knows best. And, you know, then what happened, I think, I'm kind of going sideways here, but growing up during the Vietnam War time, you know, and if anybody is listening, if you're a younger person, and if you don't know this, every night on the news, they would show film strips of the battles in Vietnam, and right across the TV, it was how many Viet Cong were killed and how many American soldiers, you know, were killed. Every night you had this stuff. And, you know, it was quite something to see that. And then all of a sudden, you know, once the war was over, they never have brought that back into the reality. But Remember, what you see on TV can be conditioning, and it can be real. So when you start seeing the alien stuff coming out so vividly and in such detail on these movies, and, geez, you look at some of these spaceships, you go, wow, how could they have even conceivably thought about something, you know, like this here? You know, you walk into a room and it lights up and doors open up and they have all this technology. And you look at that, and then you look at maybe a, and actually there's battles going on, but their spaceships are one thing. But then you look at some of the movies that, was out in the old days of maybe World War II, and maybe you're in a submarine or something, and you can see how crude that is, even though, you know that happened in, say, the 40s. And it's quite interesting how the technology has changed so much, and where did that technology come from? So we're living with alien technology here for whatever we're doing. And it's quite interesting to watch the new movies of what that technology is. And they have that technology. You know, I've seen the current movies where they just have a screen that's out of glass in front of you, and they can move their hand over it and move things around and stuff. Well, it's probably either that's Photoshop stuff or it's actually created, and we don't actually see it yet. So, anyway, the whole thing is what you see in the movies is real, and the information is downloaded to somebody, and they make a movie about it. And all you have to do is go to YouTube and type in aliens and see if you see any movies that are there or anywhere else that shows you a movie made maybe in the last 10 years of how great the aliens are. I would say, at least from my understanding, all of them, or I could say maybe 99% of them, that would probably be more correct, that all of them deal with the aliens hunting and killing humans. So, back to you, Kathy, and that's preconditioning and telling you what's coming down the pike and how far off is this going to be. So, back to you.
It's good to be aware of this, and there's a lot of things written about it, too. On the Internet, there's an article about the Cowboys and Aliens movie. It's credited to be one of the more successful attempts for the Hollywood tradition of bringing aliens into these really unlikely settings, like a Western. And so apparently some of the producers are feeling the need to insert aliens into all sorts of different kinds of genres that we've never seen before, like some of those you mentioned, Sky Chief, Daniel Boone, that kind of thing. And so it poses the question, why are these ETs harassing humans in these strange alien appearances in various types of movie plots? And the article says that it is being hinted in various films that the aliens are here to study humans to figure out how to replicate or steal their souls.
That sounds right to me, yeah. And then also to have a nice meal.
So you mentioned, Ron, you have an extensive list of films, and Ron said he would offer that to anybody who would like to obtain that list of films. If you write to clsquestions@yahoo.com, our usual email address. And now, if we could talk about a real video here for a minute, Ron. This is not fiction, but on YouTube, there was a breaking news disclosure just a few weeks ago in May when the Canadian Prime Minister of Defense, at a public hearing, admitted knowing about UFOs and aliens for over 10 years. And he said on the video that they're as real as the airplanes flying overhead. He made a full disclosure about what is really going on at this public hearing and how it affects all countries. So this new YouTube video was released on June 1st. I listened to the whole thing, and I have to say, he was brave to disclose this kind of information that was kept secret for so long and denied, and also that his admission is exactly what you, Ron, have been talking about over the radio and at expos for years. On the YouTube video, there are on the YouTube video, there's attachments of other people who give testimonies and their experience from all over the world with aliens, abductions, and all sorts of experiences, who are now finally going to have some validation from a top government official in Canada who admits there are aliens and UFOs, and he's known about this for 10 years before making this startling disclosure. So the video is 10 minutes long. Be sure to listen all the way to the end, where he discusses what the aliens may be doing here to us on the entire planet, and his suggestions as a Minister of Defense are very insightful. Some of the same things Ron has been telling people for years. So to hear this YouTube video, you can do a search, or you can type in the words disclosure, Canadian Prime Minister of Defense, or you can also write to Ron.
So yeah, you could write to us on clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we can send you over the link if you like. So the whole thing is, what are they doing with us, and how are they experimenting with us here? And there's all different ways. I've seen more than I would even like to talk about this here. So they're, you know, they're out there, and all they want to do is, in a sense, control everything here. That's why you live in the time-based reality. I won't do any doom and gloom stuff here, but I can say kind of, jokingly about the movie District 9. If you saw that, you noticed that at that time the aliens like eating canned cat food, which is probably cats in the can. And, you know, like I say, in years it'll probably be, you know, male, female, and they might find different types of races on the cans, too. So the other good movie to watch about aliens sucking out your spirit energy is Number 9. And that one's a good indication. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, I think I was talking about, at the point where I was just about to say this, someone wanted to watch that YouTube video. They could search for Disclosure, Canadian Prime Minister, or just write to Ron at clsquestions@yahoo.com to request that new YouTube video. Okay, so Ron, maybe since it's about halfway through the show, you could do a healing for whatever you think we might need. I'll pass it over to you.
Okay, you could be in maybe anxiety or fear by listening to this here. I don't know. For me, it's just same stuff, a different day. So nothing bothers me anymore for what I have experienced and seen. So let's do a fear clearing for people. So here we go. If you do have fear about them coming here and taking away your free will, free choice, they've already done that, but it'd be even worse if they, you know, hunted you down like the movie Predator. But here we go. So one, taking away fear. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, that should help you somewhat. A little sample of that. And now we'll do one for anxiety. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I would think if you have children and, you know, you look at your child and maybe your child is 10 years of age, what are they going to be experiencing? Remember, you brought them into the world here. Maybe the aliens wanted, you know, more children here. So what is going on? What could happen with them? So here we go. Because you are, in a sense, responsible. And if you don't like what's happening to you, you just are passing it on to your children. So I'll do a clearing for that here. I don't know if that would be a betrayal clearing or a guilt clearing, something like that here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's pretty heavy. Maybe a guilt clearing, possibly. That could also turn into maybe if they do get abducted, abandonment. You know, everybody does realize that people are abducted. At least now you do. Maybe not when you had your child, but I know I'm pushing lots of buttons here, but that's what happens here. The show is kind of a button pusher for a lot of people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll be offering a free clearing for people who want to go to CLS Questions, and it'll be a clearing to help release the alien life forms that could be inside of you. You know, like in the back seat of you. So maybe I'll turn it over to you, Kathy. You can talk about that a little bit here.
Yes, that's right. It's a online link that people can receive if they feel they've got some alien energy within them, or they know of someone who's suddenly behaving, you know, strangely. It's used for things like that, and it's also for pets. What you can do is write to clsquestions@yahoo.com and just request the CTR-3 online alien healing. And that's a special offer for Ron that is good until July 31st. So you have basically 21 days to use it. It also clears out the any alien DNA as an option. And so just please feel free to write clsquestions@yahoo.com. And the moderator is going to be typing some instructions into the chat room if you're listening live for how to get that free clearing. And, Ron, you have another clearing, too, that I've heard a lot of your listeners call to talk about. And it's the Eliminating Alien Attack Removal Online Clearing. Could we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, that clearing I put up mainly because after going to a lot of events, people have come over to me because they didn't know what to do. They were beside themselves. They'd go to all the different lectures, workshops, and stuff, and everybody's talking about how bad the aliens are and what's coming down the pike and, you know, giving people all this information, which they maybe never heard before, but they can't do anything about it. All they do is tell you all this stuff, and then you leave there, and you need help, but you don't know what to do. So I put that clearing up. I have a lot of people coming over to me. This is very classic. They come over and say, Ron, can I talk to you in private? I go, okay. So I'd walk over to a corner or something. And I say, you know, Ron, I'm under attack a lot, and I have this going on, that going on. A lot of women talk about having their eggs stolen. Plus awful scenes that they've seen. Besides that, also men having stuff taken and just situations, you know. Seeing aliens, having them appear in their bedrooms, et cetera. So I won't get too graphic here, but they put up a page, and it took me a while to create, and I wanted to try to cover all different aspects of the alien abduction process and ways to get them out of your life. So that's on there. You know, I don't think there's anything that I probably overlooked, but it's there. It's a clearing that you can do. You need to have a computer, naturally, and you can leave the light being up all night. It will add some protection to you. I can't guarantee it's 100%, but it's helped out lots and lots and lots of people, and I get a lot of comments. They say that is actually the way that it's actually saved their life from all these awful situations that the aliens are doing to them. So that clearing's up, And it's $10 a week. I think it's $30 for the month. So get in there and do it. You know, if you're skeptical, you know, get on there for a week and go through there. It's very extensive. And there's many options. I think there's maybe 9 or 10 options to the page. And, you know, get in there and get your feet wet. And it will help you out. So back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, get our feet wet and get our aliens off of us. So we're discussing the Eliminating Alien Attack Removal Online Healing that Ron created a few years ago. Like you said, it has 10 options. It's an all-purpose, jumbo-size, alien energy clearance package. And its potential can be maximized by tiling multiple pages across the taskbar and leaving the faces of the light beings up on the screen every night and as often as possible. And I've heard people report on Ron's three other radio programs that they can feel the energy being removed, and it makes a real difference in their peace of mind and quality of life. The fact that it's interactive and online is very helpful. There's a vast amount of information about it on Ron's website, creationlightshift.com. And yes, Ron, I've heard people say on your radio programs and at the expos that the Eliminating Alien Attack Online Healing was the only real relief and escape that they could find anywhere. And it is very valuable to them as a way to reclaim their life and regain their spirit. So there are many clearings to release alien interference and disturbances that Ron has created. So, Ron, back over to you to discuss another clearing that you have.
We have one that is the alien abduction barcode. So that takes off the barcode that the aliens put on you. Most likely it's at your birth, but they could put it on any time. And that will help to eliminate that energy of them connecting to you through implants. So that's why we put that clearing up. What I will say, just going a little sideways here, it's interesting to watch the people at the expos that are pro-aliens, okay? And they never come in front of my booth, okay? If there's another way around my booth, they will find it. And so they never come around my booth because they probably think, or the alien inside of them doesn't want to be eliminated. So I find that quite interesting. Some people, if they do come by, they walk real fast. They don't look at the light infusion chamber. They just are out of there. And it's very interesting to watch these people that are controlled by aliens, and they say how wonderful they are, you know, through all the different channelings and everything else that's coming down the pike. And, you know, for me, it's interesting. It's sad to see people going to them, because they're being hooked up more and more. Like I said, curiosity kills the cat. And so whenever you have this energy of somebody channeling some type of alien, and they may have a different name on it, it could even be like Archangel Michael or Angel Channeling or whatever, it's all from the alien-based energies, probably 99% of it. It could be also being transmitted from somebody here on this planet to them, but normally it's all alien stuff anyway. So the aliens are getting involved with humanity to hook people up to their mindset to remote control them. That's why we have the special clearing on the website for the mind energy of robotic programs. So that's another good clearing to have. But as you start realizing how tied up you are, and you start watching all these shows that you think are sci-fi, all of a sudden you realize that they're just showing you what's happening to you right now, or what's happening somewhere else on another timeline that could very easily be copied and pasted here. So as you're watching these films, and any effect that you have physically on yourself means that you probably have a precondition of that, and you've already seen it. They're just validating the situation for you. So I'll just turn it back over to you again, Kathy.
Okay, well, we wanted to talk about abductions for a little bit because you have that abduction barcode removal clearing, which a lot of people say is very effective, too, because it helps prevent the aliens from finding you so easy and gets that barcode off. In addition to the free clearing Ron has on his website, it's a satellite timeline crash. And, in effect, that's like when you run that, it's like turning off your RF, which on a cell phone is your radio frequency, and it makes it difficult for them to track and locate you and send you mind control transmissions. So I would want to mention that because so many of Ron's listeners have said that running the satellite timeline crash in conjunction with the eliminating alien attack clearing together seems to be very effective. And I can certainly see how it would be. And you've designed these clearings, Ron, to really help us as a defense because you've seen how they try to connect us, what they try to do, their advanced technology. It's just amazing what you come up with. And the proof is with what the listeners say. On one of your radio shows, you did a sample clearing of an alien head implant removal that you also have, the free sample clearing. And you also did a alien tracking barcode removal. And that was just fantastic because a lot of people on the fast chat there said that they had lost their headache and they just felt freer. So it's a good thing maybe to, if you feel like you've got some interference in your life, things aren't going well, and there's negative energy around you, might want to look into Ron's sample healing on the website, creationlightship.com, that he is here to try to help us, and these are free. And then when those work for you, you can move on to the alien attack, eliminating alien attack page, which is only $10 a week. And it does have the 10 options, including the spirit-to-body integration, which is quite necessary because it does such a good job of clearing out the densities and the alien energy that it will then bring the spirit back to us. So it's a very, very mega healing. It's called Monthly Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, Alien Parasites, and Website Attacks. And it's highly recommended by Ron. It's on his recommended list. So we're letting people know about these things because it's just come to the point where it is real. These things do happen. And whether perhaps you're aware of it or not, abductions do happen. So, Ron, how would we know if we were ever abducted?
Well, most people think that you have to have this horrific situation and you're up on a spaceship, you know, you're floating, you have this big light shining on you, you see the operating tools, you see the, instruments of opening your body up, et cetera, you know, the anal probe, all this stuff, you know, that people kind of talk about. Well, that's for a few people that have that awareness that bring it back down here. You've been abducted if you had a dream. You're out on a timeline. You are abducted on a dream because they're giving you that consciousness, creating the scene for you. You are abducted when you lose your keys because you're not here. They're somewhere else. If you were here all the time, you wouldn't lose your keys or a jacket or your shoes. What about if you lost your car in a parking lot? That's a pretty big one. So that's another abduction experience. Driving down the road and you start yawning, your ears pop. Maybe the scene around you, the road looks a little different, but you don't know what that is. That's because they recreated the timeline for you. So you don't always have the experience like you would of seeing an alien looking at you and smelling the alien and, having them do things to you that push you around and go into one of their special chambers to maybe take your body fluids, etc. Okay, so most people don't have that experience. Although if you woke up at night or the next day and you see cuts on your body that go away within a couple of days, most of the cuts that people have that I have dealt with talking to people physically, they have like a precision razor blade cut. And these cuts could be maybe a half an inch to an inch long. Also, if you have, like, typically the one of the scenarios is when you have three dots like a pyramid that's maybe put on your body someplace. And we'll just say it's, like, on your arm. Okay? Well, normally it'd be like three pimples, but the head of the pimple goes in. It's concave. It doesn't stick out of the top. That's another sure sign that you've had an abduction process. Or you have your mind completely wiped out, and all of a sudden you start bringing back memories of having something done to you maybe 30, 40 years later. So that's kind of what happens. If you do feel spacey and you're driving your car, that means you probably are in an abduction process, but you may not even know it. And so they can stop time whenever they choose to and experiment with you. But, you know, there's so much more that goes on. I'm not really going to talk about it because I've seen so much that, you know, luckily I'm not attached to the emotions. I do get upset once in a while, but normally, you know, I'm normally pretty well balanced with everything. We do have a clearing where you can become lost in space. They can take you off a timeline. Remember, you live on timelines, and when you're on another timeline, that's where you're abducted. So that's when you may have a deja vu, or you have a remembrance of something. That's because you're living another life somewhere else. Remember, you are a multidimensional being in the land of darkness, and light doesn't exist. There's no such thing. So all the New Agers were right, saying that you are a multidimensional being. That is correct. In darkness, you definitely are. You're living many timelines at once, and you're abducted onto those because the aliens want to get your energies. So what I'll do is bring you back. Our show's coming to an end fairly quick here, I think, but I'll do a clearing. So I want you all to think of a time that maybe you had a little brain fog or something, or maybe you just don't remember all the details of something that was here that you're living. Maybe you needed to do something, and all of a sudden that thought left you. Well, you could be lost in space at that particular time and never returned here. Maybe you got scared by a movie that you saw, and you got out of your body, and your spirit's out there lost in space, never returned to yourself. Maybe you don't feel right after a movie. Maybe you lost some of your energy. So here we go. So you need to think of some time that's happened to you, because I can only work with your situation. There's no such thing as a blanket clearing with these things here. So I need you to think of a time that maybe you weren't productive, maybe you wanted to do something and you had a great idea. That's when you were probably really here, you know, those few hours a month. And because they need to put you down here to get your landing base, your GPS location. But think of a situation, and I'll bring you back. So we're going to do one. To bring you back from a timeline that you're lost in space on. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to bring you back. And it's up to you to think of a situation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that is, in a sense, like a spirit retrieval. And your body could be also coming back here. What we're going to do is a clearing here, I believe, for the aliens that could be inside of you. Remember, they come in like shapeshifters. They could be listening to the program, really not knowing, not knowing what's happening, but they're listening inside of you, taking up your space, and we're going to do a clearing to bring that alien energy that's inside of you. So here we go. This is what we call the aliens into the light. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So if anybody wants to send us some emails about time travel movies and stuff, the series Fringe that was on Fox was very nice. If you can get a hold of that and watch that, it's quite interesting. It's kind of a takeoff of the old X-Files movie, but it goes a lot deeper and, you know, has more more situations in it that are real than what was in the X-Files. The X-Files was kind of like a way to, you know, get us kind of conditioned slightly about alien stuff and things that are unseen. But the whole thing with the movie Fringe is that that's what's real. So we're going to do a quick clearing here for everybody. And this is how to increase your life force energy. So you can put your hands facing each other, palms facing each other. Bring them in about body width or less. And you're going to feel like an invisible ball tension. Then you must say out loud, I now increase my life force energy. And what we're going to do is sample the energy first. Say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart. Bring them in. And you're going to notice that that invisible energy between the palm of your hand, like you're pressing a spring or squeezing a ball together, will have a stronger energy. So let's do it five times. So here we go. In unison, I now increase my life force energy. Put your hands further apart. Sample. I now increase my life force energy. And again, I now increase my life force energy. And I now increase my life
force energy.
One more time. I now increase
my life force energy.
Here we go. So everybody, you should feel a little more conscious. And if you do it about 100 times, you're going to be really awake. So if you need to keep awake, maybe you're driving your car at 2 in the morning and you got to drive another 50 miles, just do this here, say it out loud, and you're going to be amazed at how much better you feel and how awake you are. But I would not recommend doing it before you go to sleep. So back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that, Ron. I do feel a lot more awake and alert, and I do say it to myself often and get a lot of stuff done. So Ron did offer the free online clearing for alien life form light infusion process, and also the YouTube video about the Canadian minister's disclosure, a list of his alien ET films, and if anyone wants to send all those requests in one email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, that would be fine. So as we close, I would like to thank our CTR network producer, Kiera, for assistance with the soundtrack, and especially our host, Ron Amatron, for the divine healings that help us all. Relevant details to this topic will be posted in the chat room and on Ron's host page and website, creationlightship.com. Please enjoy the remainder of the soundtrack, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Hi, everybody.